Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 453 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Jay, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Lynda.com. I've talked about them many times before, and it's because they're awesome. Lynda.com, which is spelled Lynda.com. On that site, you can get access to over 3,000 on-demand video courses to help you strengthen your business, technology, and creative skills. I've been taking a Lynda course on using my DSLR camera, how to get up to date with the latest version of Photoshop. I've even taken some InDesign courses back when I was trying to do all that stuff on my own. And it's great. You can watch and learn from top experts who are passionate about teaching. They're very, very easy to understand. You can browse through the transcripts for each of the courses as well. You can download the tutorials and watch them on the go as well on your iOS or Android device. Seriously, check it out. You can check it out for free, actually, for 10 days. All access to all of their on-demand video courses. You will be happy with it, I promise you. If you go to lynda.com/askpat, again, that's lynda.com/askpat. Go ahead and check it out. All right, here's today's question from Jay.
Oh my God, Pat Flynn. This is Jay Mackey. I have a blog at respect1st.com. So that's respectfirst.com. And I just brand new in the marketing space, internet marketing space. Super excited to be here. You've got me all fired up. You know, I'm super stoked about my 800 Twitter followers in the last 2 months, but I don't know. I get lost in the melee of all the things that I need to get done. And I hear you constantly, you know, referring to, you know, mentors and, you know, how they change, you know, your life and how they can change a person's life. But how does a new person get access to a mentor and someone that they can ask their questions to on a regular basis or a go-to on a regular basis? Again, thanks for being my hero, and I look forward to your response. Bye.
Hey, Jay, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. And it's really cool that you are starting out and you're already doing what you should be doing to connect with influencers and other people out there who could potentially help you. This is something that it took me so long to figure out how to do. And here you are already getting featured on Ask Pat and making connections. That's great. I love it. And I'm going to help you out because I love the fact that you know that mentorship is really important. I've talked about it before. And to be honest, I've never had an official mentor, somebody who I could continually go back to and ask questions, you know, sort of a mentee-mentor relationship, although I've had unofficial mentors, and I define an unofficial mentor as just anybody out there in the world who inspires you, who can motivate you, who through their teachings online, through other platforms like a blog, podcast, video, Periscope, wherever, they can teach you in that way, and you can follow their direction based off of the path that they've led for you. And that's kind of what I feel is an unofficial mentor. They haven't really, you don't even have to know these people. Like, for example, I feel Elon Musk is sort of an unofficial mentor right now. I'm following him very closely these days with how he's building his companies, SpaceX, SolarCity, and also Tesla. And I've read his biography, and I just love the way his brain thinks. And I'm trying to expand and kind of feel his energy and use that into my business as well, and thinking beyond what I feel my limits are. So that's kind of how I'm pulling inspiration from him. I also have unofficial mentors for a number of other different things too, from writing to speaking, you know, and for every little kind of division of what I do in my blog and my brand, I have these kind of unofficial mentors, people who help me through them leading by example and just keep, you know, the way that they do what they do is how I incorporate them into those different segments of my brand. So even before you get access to somebody who could potentially become your official mentor, you getting unofficial mentors in that way has actually been very, very helpful for me. And yeah, I've had conversations with those people every once in a while. Not Elon Musk, that would be amazing, but one of these days I will, I'm sure. Maybe, I don't know, but anyway, I'm kind of a fanboy of his. But anyway, for these other people, I've had conversations with them. I've asked them questions here and there. But again, they aren't official mentors, somebody who has said, yes, I will be your mentor. I will be here to answer all your questions. I will guide you. I will hold you accountable, that sort of thing. You know, I get my accountability and my guidance a lot from the other people in my mastermind groups. So again, that's a little bit easier to find or start than finding somebody out there who is likely very busy, already successful. Although there's a lot of people who are very successful who, you know, they feel it is their duty to have mentees and to teach. And I love how we're kind of moving into that world of kind of how we were back in the day, where there's a lot of people teaching other people, kind of getting people under their wing in terms of the best way to get educated. And I do want to highlight a book out there that's really good on this topic, Jay. This is by a guy named Azul Terones, who is a person who's actually helping me with my book. He wrote a book called The Art of Apprenticeship. And this is a book that I recently reviewed on SPI TV episode 24. So if you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/smartpassiveincome, look up the book review channel or the playlist or the SPI TV playlist, and you'll see this there, episode 24. And you'll hear me talk about some strategies that Azul mentions in terms of getting involved with mentors. And one of the biggest strategies you can do is to A, of course, find people who inspire you and who motivate you, who are where you want to be, and also to provide value to them in some way, shape, or form, to reach out to them, to not be afraid to communicate with them. But there's a specific kind of dance that goes along with that. It's not like a formal thing, but you know, I highly recommend you read this book or at least check out that review. It gives you some great information on how you could potentially do that. I'm not going to get into that here because there's a lot that goes into it. But there's also the fact that you can take their advice even before they even share it directly to you and show that you're an action taker. I think that's one of the biggest things for me is when I get to the point where I am going to have official mentees, you know, people under me, and that I will get there. I want to get there. I would obviously want it to be people who take action, who have proven themselves to have taken action on my advice, who are going to do the work that I tell them to do, who aren't wasting my time, that sort of thing. So, Jay, one of the first things you could do is once you find these mentors who you feel like could potentially be somebody who you could continually go back to, who would want to teach you and show you the way, you know, show and prove yourself first. And that is by taking their advice and then reporting that, the results with them. I think that's one of the best things you can do. It's going to show that you have followed their direction, that you're getting results, that you're an action taker. And also they're more than likely going to share you with their friends and their fans and their followers to show that, you know, there are people out there in their audience, you, taking action. And if you continually prove yourself, if you continually provide value, perhaps even start to be involved in the community, help others who are getting involved as well with some of the stuff that you've already done, you know, you're going to stand out. And that's one way you can make a connection and get on that person's radar as well. And the last thing you want to do is just go up to somebody cold and say, hey, can you spend all your time helping me out? Like, you don't want to do that from scratch. So you want to prove yourself first. And that's one of the best ways you can do it. And hopefully that tip helps you, Jay. And again, The Art of Apprenticeship by Azul Terones. And again, you can check out my review on SPI TV episode 24. Just go to youtube.com/smartpassiveincome and you will see it there. So, Jay, I hope that gives you some advice. Again, unofficial mentors and then taking action to prove to potentially have somebody mentor you officially. And I wish you the best of luck. So for having your question featured here on the show, you'll get an AskPat t-shirt. And again, I wish you the best of luck moving forward as you begin to create your business. And it's awesome. I can't wait to see what you do. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Just hit the record button. Doesn't matter what kind of mic you have. As long as we could hear you, that's all that matters. And we'll answer your question if we get to it. And of course, a lot of questions come in. I can't answer each and every one of them. And if you do get featured, you do get an AskPat t-shirt sent to you free of charge. And the company that helps manage all that, some of you have been asking about that. It's called Printfection. And what's cool about it is we pretty much just send people a link. And they fill out the form for the shipping and all that stuff. And Printfection fulfills that for us, which is pretty awesome. Makes it super easy on our end to do this. Some of you have been asking how we've been able to do this, because I know a lot of you who actually buy the t-shirts yourself and ship them, you know, on your own when you give away t-shirts. But Printfection makes it super easy. They didn't pay for this sponsorship. I just want to give them a shout out because they've been great. And I also want to recommend you go ahead and go to the blog and check out emailthesmartway.com. That's a new guide that I created to help you with your email marketing. Brand new, created this month for what I like to call email marketing month on smartpassiveincome.com. All of the SPI TV videos and blog posts are about email marketing, and even some of the podcast episodes as well, because it was the number one thing that you wanted help on in the survey that I recently did. So just giving you what you want. So check it out. Again, emailthesmartway.com, and you can check out all the content on the blog as well. And I wish you all the best moving forward. And to finish off, as always, here's a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said, "The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be." It's all right here. And by right here, I mean your head, because I'm tapping my head right now. So there you go. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks so much, guys. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.